We're back now with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. As I noted in the first hour, we're here for 2 hours every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so I hope you'll make it a habit of joining us for some swinging jazz sounds. We're going to continue our salute to highlight artist Lou Donaldson tonight, and great swinging alto sax man. And this is a Blue Note album that he cut some years ago called Signify, and this is a title track. This is from an album, the actual title of the album is Signifying. And we've got Tommy Turrettini again here on trumpet, and Big John Patton on organ, Ben Dixon on drums. And so let's listen to the title track, Signifying. Thank you. All right. It was a board fade by the engineer in the studio on that one. That wasn't us. Don't blame us for that board fade. But that was a real hard swinger, a little shuffle backbeat there by the drummer, pushed him through a little thing called Signifying from a title. That's a title track from a Blue Note album cut by Lou Donaldson, with fine trumpet work there by Tommy Turrentine. And the organ man was John Patton. And the drummer just would not give up on that track. It was Ben Dixon. Well, I'm going to turn to one of my favorite trumpet men. He spent many years in the Count Basie trumpet section, Thad Jones. And he got to cut a few albums under his own name on the Blue Note label. This is from Thad Jones, the Magnificent Thad Jones, Volume 3. And this little thing written by Thad, called Thadrack, and accompanying him is Benny Powell on trombone, who was also in the Basie band with Thad Jones, Kiki Grice on alto sax, the great Tommy Flanagan on piano, George DeVille on bass, and let's see who's on this particular track. I think we've got Elvin Jones, that's Thad's brother, on drums. Let's listen to Thadrack. Thank you. little swinger called Thad Rack, written by the trumpet man on that particular track that you heard, Thad Jones, from his Blue Note album, The Magnificent Thad Jones Volume 3, including Benny Powell on trombone, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano. Next up is a track by our featured artist of the week, Lou Donaldson, our alto sax man, and this is a from an album we played in the first hour, LD plus 3. Of course, the LD is Lou Donaldson, the plus 3 are the three sounds that included Gene Harris on piano, Bill Dowdy on drums, and Andy Simpkins on bass. And this is a Charlie Parker composition that Lou Donaldson played down through the years, Confirmation.
Thank you.
was Lou Donaldson playing Charlie Parker's classic composition, a bop favorite all down through the years, Confirmation. Of course, Lou there on alto sax, Gene Harris there on piano. We're going to turn now to the West Coast, the new West Coast sounds. This is Chet Baker, one of the leading proponents of West Coast jazz, on trumpet, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bonnet on bass, Peter Lippman on drums. I think there's on this particular track is a very unusual instrument. I think they incorporate the sounds of a chromatic timpani played by a Lofbräu. I can be corrected on that. Let's listen to this track and see. It's written by a guy named Hal Leonard, and it's Chet Baker and his crew doing To Mickey's Memory.
Thank you.
That was Chet Baker on trumpet, and that was Chet Baker's album, Chet Baker and Crew, and cutting the Forum Theater in L.A., 1956. And the crew included Phil Urso on tenor sax and Bobby Timmons on piano. Okay, we're going to go back now to our spotlight artist of the week, Lou Donaldson. And this is from an album we haven't played yet tonight called The Time Is Right, cut on the Blue Note label. Back in 59, and this is quite a swinging organization that Lou put together for this particular album. It includes the great Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Horace Parlin on piano, Dave Bailey on drums, Layman Jackson on drums, and I think Ray Barreto was here on the congas. And this is a little thing written by Lou Donaldson called Lou's Blues. Thank you. was Lou's Blues, written by the alto sax man, our highlight artist of the week, Lou Donaldson, from an album called The Time Is Right. Also had a nice trumpet solo there by Blue Mitchell. Horace Parlin was on piano. Okay, we're going to do something now by Duke Ellington. We normally do something by Duke with the big band, and this is a little different setup. This is a tune written by the Duke called Everything But You, but it's from a Pablo album called The Duke's Big Four. It was just Duke Ellington on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Louis Belson on drums. Let's listen to Duke's composition, Everything But You. Thank you. delightful little romp to a Duke Ellington composition, Everything But You. That was the Duke himself there on piano with an all-star aggregation of Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Louis Belson on drums, from a Pablo album called The Duke's Big Four. All right, we're going to go back to our highlight artist, Lou Donaldson. And this is from an album that he cut on the Blue Note label called Sunny Side Up. And this is includes Horace Parlin on piano, Bill Hardeman on trumpet. And this is a great old tune written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein called It's You or No One. That was It's You or No One with our Man of the Week, our Jazz Artist of the Week, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, great old Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein composition, and with Bill Hardman there on trumpet. And I'd like to remind you that, you know, we are here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10 on the Feeling of Jazz, 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And we hope you'll join us every Sunday night for some good jazz, modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the show with a longer track by Lou Donaldson from the title track from his album called Here Tis. And on Here Tis, we have Lou on alto sax, of course, and including Grant Green on guitar, some great soulful guitar by Grant Green. Another underrated organ player, I think, Babyface Ouellette, Dave Bailey on drums, and this is a nice slow blues, the title track, Here Tis. Thank you.
Thank you.